Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked,
triumph? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
us. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. The workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants. I will defy tyrants.
I will defy tyrants.
And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, too, the Sons of Liberty radio show. And as always, I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. Of course, not always in the afternoon, but in the morning. And I'm filling in for Bradley this afternoon. He's got some things to take care of, but he should be back with you, Lord willing, tomorrow. And of course, you know, I'm going to carry on from what I had today, because what I had to say this morning, if you didn't get to hear it, catch up with that, see the show. You know, I'll show you where you can catch that in just a moment. But, yeah, come to you live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And, of course, we hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I want to stress something. We hold it even above the U.S. Constitution. I don't want anybody to think we've made an idol out of that. We use it to hold our leaders, not our leaders, our representatives, to their oath of office. That's what we use it for. And ultimately, they're accountable to God for how they minister. And so, with that said, let me get some formalities out of the way, and then I'm just ready to go today, okay? I'm just ready to go. I've had several hours to be considering some of the things since this morning, writing on it and such. But if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're listening by way of GCN, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you see the face, it's made for radio, look on the right side of the page, and down here on the second video, down with the Pfizer emblem here, you'll see the show from this morning if you want to watch that and comment. A lot of people have been commenting throughout the day, so if you'd like to check that out, please do so. And that was before they declared approval, the unconstitutional FDA, they're not approved in the Constitution, they unconstitutionally approved the American genocide. Now, I'm going to show you why in just a minute, why it's the American genocide, okay? But we're live right now in the video above that. So click on that. You can enlarge it, put it on your TV, your computer screen, your phone, whatever. And then click on the icon here. Join us in the chat. We've got a lot of friends in there this afternoon. Great to see you guys as always. It's kind of neat to come into the afternoon. You see some of the same people from this morning, but you also see some other faces that you don't normally see in the morning. So it's great to see all you guys in there. Thank you again for your support. Right above where we're going live, you can put in your email address. We don't spam, sell, or rent your email to anybody. So you get one email from us a day, and that comes in the evening. So be sure to sign up for that. And finally, if you agree with our message, you have the ability to help us. We never ask you for money. We just tell you, look, it costs money to do everything that we do. There's a donate button, top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that and make a one-time donation. Or partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of liberty, and that link is also there. Real quickly, our store link is also at the top of the page. Click on that. This week we're highlighting Bradley's testimony, the My War comic book. This was illustrated by former DC Comics artist Danny Bullinardi. And this guy, it's a tremendous comic book, high quality. It's not some cheesy little thing or anything like that. High quality. Tells the conversion story of Bradley, what God has called him to do, and those type of things. So if you got a young person or if you got an older person in your life who likes comics, or they're open to at least look at something that doesn't look like it may be Christian in nature, but it definitely is, get this. And this week only through Saturday at midnight, you can save 10% off of this when you use the promo code Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, in our store. You got this in your cart. You get 10% off every copy that you want to get. So be sure and take advantage of that. Now, today's title is The Violence is at the Door, America. For some time now, here at the Sons of Liberty, we've been citing Amos 6:3. Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near. Well, guess what? It's about to come near. It's about to come near. When you have an unconstitutional agency, not authorized in the Constitution, we never authorized the federal government to be involved in our food, our drugs, if you will. Science. We've never authorized that at all. Yet they put their nose in everything but what they're supposed to be dealing with. I know Afghanistan is a mess. But look, guys, let's be honest about it. It's been a mess for two decades under Republican and Democrat presidents. Let me change that. Under Republican presidents and illegitimate and usurpers from the Democrat Party. Because Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka was not a president either. He was not a natural-born citizen. Let's not forget that. And Joe Biden is an illegitimate guy in the White House. He doesn't get to be called president either. I know all the outlets want to do that. They're just emboldening him in what he's doing, just like they did BHO. Okay? But this morning I read through the curses that God promised the people who were disobedient in Deuteronomy 28. I also read from where God said he's going to bring them faster and more severe if you don't repent. And what has America done? She has failed to repent. She continues to look to political idols to save her. They're not going to save her. God is laughing at you and saying, call on those gods, see if they'll save you, but they won't. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to get in on this, look, Chinese buffet. And look, you don't have to agree. You don't have to disagree. I guess you're going to have to do one or the other. But even if you want to call in and say something, you're more than welcome to do so. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I don't have a phone line in the morning. So if you want to call in, this is your time to do it. All right. Let me start off with this. Because, you know, there's a particular site. And I got to tell you, there are people, they live in an alternate reality. They really do. One of them had an article up, and I probably should bring it up just so I give you the proper title. Some of this stuff is absolutely Twilight Zone kind of stuff. I'm trying to see where it is. Okay, I've missed the title, but let me give it to you as to, I'm going to paraphrase the title for you. Trump took down the deep state. Trump is still in control. Trump and the military are in control. Now, let me ask you something. Do you see any of that stuff going on? Any of it? If he is in control, why is he saying he's going to run in 2024? Why is he still out there doing his little things, gathering all his little worshipers to him to tell them they need a shot? By the way, if you didn't see it, I want to play this. This is from Alabama. This is President Donald Trump pimping the injections that he bought with your money. He stole your money. It's unconstitutional. Gave it to the big pharma companies. He's still pimping it today. Watch how the crowd reacts to him.
3 days, less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do.
No, he doesn't.
You got to do what you have to do.
But he doesn't believe in your freedom.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But
this was the same guy who promoted hydroxychloroquine and some other thing that he allegedly took.
But I happened to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, okay? You'll be the first to know.
I'll call them Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working. But you do have your freedoms. You have to keep. You have to maintain that. You have to maintain.
Yeah,
that. And you
got
to get your kids back to school.
Oh, you got to get your kids back to school. Now, how are they going to do that, Donnie? Well, I'm going to tell you how they're going to try to make people do it. They're going to tell them their kids have got to get this shot too. Now that Donnie has teed it up for Joey. Okay, they're in this game together. You could not make up a WWE match like these guys are doing. You really couldn't. And yet, he's pimping it out. And this is the response of knuckleheads out there. And you are a knucklehead, this guy, who made this comment. Look at this. I love this, and let me tell you why. Trump is a president that fight for the people and what they want. Well, once we were all sheep just following what our... No, all of us weren't. All of us weren't doing that. Following what our leaders, no, they're not leaders, they're representatives, wanted, and we accepted with our tails between our leg and folded and went to sleep, we called out for COVID vaccines. Nobody called out for COVID vaccines. Trumpy and the rest of his coronavirus task force, Mike Pence and Fauci and Burks and all those were pushing that. The CDC was pushing it, but I didn't hear any Americans, notice I said Americans, calling for it. Trump gave it to us. Well, Trump is teaching us that we must stop being sheep and accepting what the world leaders say. Trump has the male parts to speak out and loudly. Now we must do so. Yeah, he talks a lot. He talks a good game. But when it comes to doing, the issue is, look, not to give the American people what they want. It is to follow the Constitution, which is what they set up, which binds people like Donald Trump and Joe Biden and anybody else in the federal government from having a say-so in vaccinations. Period. I don't care if the majority of Americans want a vaccine. D.C. has no authority to be purchasing them and to mandate them. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. They don't. But this is the mindset of Trumpites. Now, do you want to know why God's judgment keeps coming? Because the people who should know better, who say they're on our side, continue in their idolatry. They continue in their idolatry, and I'm going to tell you something. God said he's not going to share his glory with another. There's not a God before him. There won't be one after him. To all my Mormon friends, you're not going to be gods. You're not. And God was never a man. He's the just one, the holy one of Israel. And what has America done? Well, America has departed wickedly from her God. The United States has departed wickedly from her God. So what do you expect? Well, you expect the very things I read about this morning, straight from the mouth of God, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. And if you don't believe God keeps his word, read the book of Revelation. It's not about sometime in our future, folks. It's about what happened to the people of God when they went under that covenant. The writer of Hebrews talks about Jesus coming, and he did away with all of those old things. The old was passing away so that the new might be established. And that's why the temple, all of that sacrificial system and all was done away. And the writer of Hebrews says, you folks, don't go back to that. Don't apostatize and go back to that stuff. Why? Because it was shadows and types. You've got the reality. You have the Christ. He's greater than all those things. He's greater than all the Old Testament patriarchs or the prophets. He's greater than the temple and the sacrifices. And yet there are many today who call themselves Christians. And they want to push an antichrist geopolitical state in the Middle East and the whole sacrificial system to be set up, and they're put up on pedestals as great preachers of the Word of God. No, they're not. They are false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, they are clouds without rain. And they're marked out for destruction. And while I think there's a serious nature to Afghanistan, don't think that it's not to get your eyes off of what they're doing here. I'm for getting Americans out of there. I think that's a travesty of all the things. But you better understand something. While they got your eyes deflected for a minute, they're approving this dangerous genocide upon the American people. And you know what? I think we can look to... I'm going to give you a couple of videos here. I'm going to give you a couple of videos. In Australia, I've shared with you some of that, where the people are coming out by the millions. I mean, they flooded Bondi Beach. My goodness. I had the image of that up this morning, where they did that. And for some reason, I'm at a loss for pulling that up. I must have not included that in. I must have used the link there for it. But the beach was full. And I talked with Bradley today. Yeah, we know Australia's been disarmed, but we know that some people still have guns. There's no question that they do. And I asked him, I said, do these people not have shovels, rakes, something to deal with the tyrants? You say, well, Tim, you're advocating violence. I'm going to get to that by the end of the show. Okay, I'm going to get to that part by the end of the show. They can overwhelm the pawns that are being used as agents of the state. They could overwhelm those who have usurped their authority as representatives of the people. And look at this. We had shots that were delivered. They're not vaccinations. Okay, I'm going to show you that in just a moment, too. They were delivered to St. Joseph's School. This was in Australia, New South Wales. And the health minister, Brad Hazard, boy, that's a name, Hazard. A reporter asked him about these shots being administered to these students, and it was said it was accidental. I want you to listen how he responds to the people over this nonsense.
Minister Hazard, how damaging is it for the public perception of the state government's vaccine rollout that you talk about yourself, your department, accidentally vaccinated about 160 Joey
soldiers? How embarrassing. What I find more embarrassing, James, is you would make that sort of question, accusation, against frontline health staff who work their butts off and who tomorrow will have achieved a million vaccinations in arms. You know what? The school intended it well, there was a mistake, and so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
See that? You see how these people are? It's not just in Australia. You've got it here in America. In the United States of America, this guy, they quote-unquote accidentally shot, gave 163 students these shots. And what does he say? Well, they worked their butts off to get a million shots out here. This is a, move on. I'm going to ask a question. You're taking out the Nazis in NSW, and you accidentally took out one of this guy's family members. What would he say about that? He'd say, well, I got all the Nazis, except for you, right? I mean, come on. This is how they treat the people, though. You don't have the right to question us. We know better for you than you know yourself. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on, we'll see you on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is praising the FDA for issuing full approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at the White House, Biden calling approval another key milestone in our fight against the virus. Biden also imploring companies to force their employees to get vaccinated.
Today I'm calling on more companies, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it.
A spokesman for the Taliban is issuing a warning when it comes to the U.S. withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The spokesman saying extending the deadline beyond August 31st would create mistrust between the terrorist group and the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. How will history look back on the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan crisis, along with the border crisis and rising inflation rates?
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday is New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's last day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And on the line, I've got Joni. Hang on, Joni, and I'm going to bring you up after I play these two videos. Now, you heard on here exactly what Biden was planning on doing, and that he's calling on businesses to force employees to get this shot, to force them to get it. Is it safe and effective? Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed here. Let me give you a couple of things. This is the CDC director, Walensky, Rochelle Walensky, from March 2021, and the second clip is from August 2021. Listen to this lying, murderous woman, and yes, she's murderous because she knows. I'm going to show you she knows exactly what these vaccines are doing. Here she is.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick,
liar.
And that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Yeah, liar.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
Oh, they can't prevent transmission. Oh, well, who knew? Let me take it a step further. Here's Ms. Walensky admitting that vaccines cause increased risk of disease. Are you ready? Here it goes.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
Oh, if you were vaccinated early, you have a increased risk of disease. But the CDC is going to go right along with the FDA, both of them unconstitutional, and approve something that they know increases your risk of disease, does not stop transmission, does not make you immune. And look here, and I'm going to bring Joni up to talk about this in just a moment. They continue to promote a fraud that it is a vaccine. It is not. It is a medical device. Let me show you. Let me show you. This is from Tabor's Medical Dictionary definition for vaccine, and I had Joni call in, and I'm going to bring her up in a minute, because I wanted to make sure I got the right stuff here. And Joni is a registered nurse. She contributes to Sons of Liberty. Here's the definition for vaccine. Any suspension containing antigenic molecules derived from a microorganism given to stimulate an immune response to an infectious disease. Vaccines may be made from weakened or killed microorganisms, inactivated toxins, toxoids derived from microorganisms, or immunology active surface markers extracted or copied from microorganisms. They can be given intramuscularly. So, there's a lot of stuff here. I don't know how to pronounce the words. Okay, orally and different ways. They can give them this way, okay? The ideal vaccine should be effective, well-tolerated, easy and inexpensive to manufacture, and easy to administer and store. In practice, side effects from vaccines such as fevers, muscle aches, and pain at the injection site are common, but generally mild. Adverse reactions to vaccines that should be reported include anaphylaxis, shock, seizures, active infection, and death. Now, the same medical dictionary defines a medical device this way: an apparatus, tool, or machine made for a specific function. And if you go to Farlek's dictionary, it is defined by the FDA as any article or healthcare product intended to use or for use in the diagnosis of disease or other condition of its primary intended purposes by chemical action or by being metabolized. Now, there's some interesting stuff that just come up, and those of you who've been on the Sons of Liberty morning show remember when we had Dr. Lee Merritt on. We've had her on about three times, I think, and she was warning about all this stuff. And I spoke while speaking with Joni about this stuff that I just gave you. She said, oh, you got to hear this interview because of what she came up with, because guess what? Joni brought the very thing up last year, I think it was, that Dr. Lee Merritt is just now bringing up here. And joining me on the line is Joni, who is Suzanne Hamner. You know her as in the comment section and at sonslibertymedia.com. Joni, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Tim. Good to be here.
Yeah. Now, what was it in Dr. Lee Merritt's interview that you heard recently where she's talking about this alleged CONVIDS that's going on, the CONVID 1984? What is it she said? Because I remember distinctly you brought it up. And then the next time we had Dr. Andrew Kaufman on, I pitched it to him, and he goes, that's interesting. That actually makes a lot of sense. What was it that you brought up?
It was last year when they were talking about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin against what they are terming to be COVID-19. We still don't know what that is because they've never isolated it or proven it to exist.
Yep.
But what I said, these drugs are anti-parasitic drugs. HCQ, we know, is given frequently for malaria all around the world. Ivermectin, we give to dogs, heartworms, horses, and offer antiparasitics. And my thing, I started looking at this and looking at some of the symptoms that they were coming out with. Well, they're not all respiratory symptoms. It acts more like a parasite, like a malaria-type thing. So I postulated the theory that if HCQ in this works, then could we be looking at a parasite? Well, just this past week, Dr. Merritt was on Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P on their Five Doc segment, and she specifically said that the spike protein has a malarial component to it.
Hmm. Yeah, I was just showing people the show that we did when you brought that up, and I think that was, we were on with Kate at the time on a Saturday, and you brought that up, and then we brought it up,
yes,
with Dr. Kaufman. That was from August of 2020 that you brought that up, and now that's just coming out a year later from somebody like Dr. Merritt, who I see as someone who's very open-minded voice. She came into this with a lot of information. She knew a lot of stuff, and then what she laid out to us was incredible, and I've seen her change some positions because of evidence that she's been seen or that she's seen to communicate to the people. So I want to thank you for pointing that out and for calling in. Did you have another point that you wanted to make while you're on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike Adams did an interesting interview with her and Dr. Christopher Shaw, who's out of Canada. She was saying that the Delta variant is like nothing, and some of the things that she said was that these variants are the Delta, Lambda, Nu for idiot morons.
I agree. I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
And then Dr. Shaw, he was talking about with what we're getting with this injection. His specialty is aluminum, and he's talking about us living in a toxic environment with all these poisons. Well, they're thinking they're going to see an increase in neurological disorders. Now, they're talking about the hospital being overwhelmed now, which I'm not seeing it on the data that I can look at. But he's saying all it's going to take is a 10% increase in neurological conditions, and our medical system is going to fall apart. That's his postulation.
Mm. Wow.
So with this jab, if it's causing any type of mental problems or like dementia or any other neurological functions, it's going to just completely decimate the medical system.
I believe it. I think it is going to do that. Joni, thank you for the call, and thank you for the input and information, too.
No problem. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, see ya. All right, there goes Joni. And by the way, you can catch her and Lynn Taylor on the Liberty Bells. They're sort of the spinoff, if you will. I kind of joke about that, from the Sons of Liberty. But I'm glad to see them working together and giving people the information and also doing. They're in the midst of doing. They're not just, you know, on a radio show or podcast talking. They're doing. Let's get to this, though. The Washington Times reported the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, that's just not what it is. It's a fraud that's being committed on the people from Pfizer and German company. How do you like that? German company BioNTech on Monday, a major step that will trigger mandates from local government, universities and employers, and might instill confidence in those leery of last fall's speedy emergency authorization. Well, I want to ask you something. What has changed from last year when they rolled this out and we've had more than 12,000 deaths that are official in the United States? We've got a lawsuit citing at least 50. Okay? What's changed since then and now with what they've done? Have they, you know, souped up the shot? Have they cleared out all the bugs? No, they're still giving the people the same junk they were giving them before. Again, we just heard from Biden. What about this chick, acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock? While millions of people have already safely received COVID-19 vaccines, we recognize that for some, the FDA approval of a vaccine may now instill additional confidence. Yeah, you can be confident that when you pick up the revolver, it's still loaded with 5 bullets. That's what you can be confident of. And you don't know when you pull the trigger on that whether you're going to blow your head off or whether you're not. Now, I got a question for everybody in the audience. And you can call in 1-866-582-9933. How many of you are willing to take my revolver with 6 shots that has 5 bullets in it? How many of you are willing to take that risk? I'll tell you what. Why don't I give you a donut if you'll take that shot? Why don't I offer you, and I wouldn't do it, but some people have done it, why don't I offer you a $5,000 package for a strip club? Why don't I offer you a chance to win guns? Why don't I offer you a lottery in which you can win money? Why don't I do that? Those of you who are stupid enough to do this. Nothing's changed here, and we're going to touch on this, and then I'm going to point you to Scripture as to what the resolve is that the people of God ought to have. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment coming up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. I got to talk fast, so you got to listen fast. We got a lot of stuff. If you're grossed out by stuff, okay, I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to just cut off the video there, okay, if you're grossed out. The very injections, these Pfizer injections that they just approved, continue telling you they're safe and effective, even though the CDC person lying through her teeth and doesn't know which way is up or down. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right? COVID vaccine caused a woman's skin to rot, according to doctors. This is what they just approved, the FDA. Okay? Does that make any of you sheep out there still want to take this thing? This is the revolver. This is the 5 shots and the 6-shot revolver that you might get or might not get. According to the case study, a 49-year-old woman with no previous medical history presented to the emergency room with a history of fever and skin eruption. She has received COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine with a dose of 0.3 milliliters given intramuscularly 1 week before the development of her symptoms. The patient started to develop fever, fatigue, and headache, followed by skin lesions affecting her trunk and started to spread to her face and upper limbs with oral ulceration. The patient was seen in the primary health care center and was given, I don't know what that word is, paracetamol, and did not notice any improvement. The patient had no history of taking any new medication or any cosmetic treatment in the past 2 months before the development of the skin lesions. Upon examination, the patient was vitally stable, anxious, and in severe pain. I imagine so. She had numerous purpuric and dusky red macules involving the chest, abdomen, upper limbs, face, genitalia, and upper thighs, with areas showing coalescence of lesions with flaccid bullae, I hope I'm pronouncing those things correctly, and areas of epidermal detachment with positive Nikolsky sign. It's awful. Look at this. What do you say? What do you say to a government that says, yeah, this is fine, send it out, it's approved? You can only say one thing. These are murderous, sick criminals, every one of them who had a hand in it, from the Trump administration to the Biden administration, the CDC and the FDA, they are all criminals. Don't tell me that you can sit here and see this and say, like the guy down at NSW, and say, oh, it's just a few people, get over it, move on. No, 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 no. Somebody got to pay for this. Somebody's got to pay for this. Look here. You want to see how to do it, folks? I know what they're doing to you. Let me hit this real quick. I'm going to try to squeeze all this in. I'm going to try to squeeze it all in, okay? 7 million people are going off unemployment benefits. I don't think you should have unemployment benefits in the first place. As a former employer, the employers are the ones paying for those benefits, by the way. You're not paying for them. The employer is made to pay for them, okay? 7.5 million people will be cut off around Labor Day. Meanwhile, we're told 10 million jobs are there for the taking. But guess what they're going to do? Now that this thing is approved, there a lot of these businesses are going to be telling you, got to have the shot, man. Here's where the rubber meets the road. Okay? Here's where the rubber meets the road. The fact of the matter is, you better resolve in your heart right now that you're not going to give yourself over to a job for some money to put this thing in your body. We just read it yesterday at church. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money. You'll love the one and you'll hate the other. And here's the reality. You may say, well, it's just a shot, and I got to have a job to do this, that, and the other, and you may not live long enough to enjoy that job. Just something to keep your thoughts there as to what's going on. There were some people who obviously saw the problem here. Romanians and Bulgarians overwhelmingly reject the shots, and governments are forced to sell off their supplies. And guess who they're selling them to? Right back to the West. Because the West has become deceived and under a delusion that is sent by God. It's not sent by Satan. It's sent by God. What does God say? If there's calamity, if there's evil within the city, have I not caused it? Why? Because he promised to do so to a disobedient people. My goodness, this is not hard to understand. And, the United States, like a rebellious child who bows up when their dad wants to spank them, bows up and looks at them and say, I hate you. Oh, they'll give him lip service. Oh, we're following Jesus and Trump, taking his name in vain. And the Bible says God will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. The call is that of repentance. You say, well, you're a little fired up today. Yeah, I am. All this stuff that we've talked about before, you're seeing it come. We've been talking about this for over a year as to where this is going. And now you're seeing it from, it's not because we're some kind of, we got a crystal ball and we see in there, or we're a prophet in the Old Testament or New Testament sense. It's the fact of the matter is, God says what he says in his word, and he means what he says. I don't know when people in America are going to get that. He has not changed. I know some false teachers out there have told you the God of the Old Testament is different than the God of the New Testament. The law of the Old Testament is different than the law of the New Testament. Baloney. It's not. None of that is true. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He deals with people the same way he's always dealt with them from the beginning. He gave his law. Don't eat of that tree over there. And what did our parents do? They ate of the tree. And what are we doing now? He says, don't mix in the book of Leviticus. He says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. I'm giving you these things. I'm setting them before you today so you have life and death. Choose life. And what do Americans do? No, we know better, God. We've got technology. We've got the greatest healthcare system. That's bunk. Yes, we've strived in some areas of technology when it comes to trauma. But when it comes to maintaining people's health, we are the worst society on the planet. Look at the garbage that we eat. Look at the garbage that we drink. Look at it. It's all approved by the same people who just approved this shot, the FDA. Let me take you over into Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 13. You want to know how you're going to defeat the enemy? You're going to have to make a stand. And you're going to have to make a public stand and stand on the Word of God. Listen to what happens. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel and Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. And you remember, Jeroboam is one of Solomon's kids. We talked about this on Sunday too. Solomon's supposed to be the wisest man who ever existed. He asked God for wisdom. You got some of the stupidest, idolatrous kids that you could find. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in the Mount of Ephraim, and said, hear me, thou Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. And when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and could not withstand them, and now ye think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord and the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a multitude, and there are your golden calves which Jeroboam made for you for gods? Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nation of other lands, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods? Let me get down here to what goes on. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. The priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron and the Levites, wait upon their business. And what happens? Well, Jeroboam causes an ambush. To come upon the people from behind and before. And what happened? Judah looked back and they cried out to God, gave a shout, and the men of Judah shouted, and it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. Folks, are you crying out to the God of Israel? And are you standing? See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.